And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shalt bear a son, and shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And Leah conceived and bare a son, and she called his name Reuben. For she said, Surely the Lord hath looked upon my affliction. Now therefore my husband will love me. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God hath seen mine affliction, and the labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. And the name of the second called he Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And when we cried unto the Lord God of our fathers, the Lord heard our voice, and looked on our affliction, and our labor, and our oppression. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. For the Lord saw the affliction of Israel, that it was very bitter. For there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. And say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I return in peace. If when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. And when he was in affliction, he besought the Lord his God, and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. And they said unto me, The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And didst see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heardest their cry by the Red Sea. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither doth trouble spring out of the ground, yet if I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore see thou mine affliction, for it in And now my soul is poured out upon me. The days of affliction have taken hold upon me. My bowels boiled and rested not. The days of affliction prevented me. And if they be bound in fetters, and be holden in cords of affliction, he delivereth the poor in his affliction, and openeth their ears in oppression. Take heed, regard not iniquity, for this hast thou chosen rather than affliction. For he hath not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, neither hath he hid his face from him. But when he cried unto him, he heard. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Wherefore hidest thou thy face, and forgettest our affliction and our oppression? Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidst affliction upon our loins. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon thee, I have stretched out my hands unto thee. Nevertheless he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, and brought low through oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He poureth contempt of the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock. The righteous shall see it. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. In all their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them, and carried them all the days of old. For a voice declareth from Dan, and publisheth affliction from Mount Ephraim. The Lord said, Verily it shall be well with thy remnant. Verily I will cause the enemy to entreat thee well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. O Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth, and shall say, Surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity. Because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. The calamity of Moab is near to come, and his affliction hasteth fast. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction, and because of great servitude. She dwelleth among the heathen, she findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. Jerusalem remembered in the days of her affliction and of her miseries all her pleasant things that she had in the days of old, when her people fell into the hand of the enemy, and none did help her. The adversary saw her, and did mock at her Sabbaths. Her filthiness is in her skirts. She remembereth not her last end, therefore she came down wonderfully. She had no comforter. O Lord, behold my affliction, for the enemy hath magnified himself. I am the man that has seen affliction by the rod of his wrath, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me early. They drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. And said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. What do ye imagine against the Lord? He will make an utter end. Affliction shall not rise up the second time. I saw the tents of Cushan in affliction, and the curtains of the land of Midian did tremble. And I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease, for I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. For before these days there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast. Neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction, for I set all men every one against his neighbor. And he shall pass through the sea with affliction, and shall smite the waves in the sea, and all the deeps of the river shall dry up. And the pride of Assyria shall be brought down, and the scepter of Egypt shall depart away, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created, unto this time neither shall be. Now there came a dearth over all the land of Egypt and Canaan, and great affliction, and our fathers found no sustenance. I have seen the affliction of my people which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart I wrote unto you with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, but that ye might know the love which I have more abundantly unto you. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. How that in a great trial of affliction the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. The one preached Christ of contention, and not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, brethren, we were comforted over you in all our affliction and distress by your faith, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience.